you Becklin!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Charan Bir Mahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to our show on the Sharks Audio Network. Just go to the Sharks app and click on the audio tab. Now, before I get to tonight's matchup, I really want to take this opportunity to thank some people, mainly the Sharks organization. As many of you know, there's been lots of festivities all surrounded around Joe Thornton's number 19 jersey retirement, which happened here on November 23rd. And also there was a Legends game. And prior to that on Thursday was the Joe Thornton proclamation, where November 13 was declared as Joe Thornton Day in San Jose by Mayor Matt Mahan. And during that, I'm really humbled that I got to say a few words on that activity. You know, after the Sharks president, Jonathan Bettner, and Mayor Matt Mahan spoke, I got an opportunity to say a few things. It's not something I expected, so I'm still digesting how big deal that was. And I really want to thank the VP of Communications and PR, the Scott Emmert, and the Sharks president, Jonathan Betcher, for making that happen. I didn't expect it. And another thing that happened was we had a local artist use acrylic paint to paint on canvas Joe Thornton's portrait. It was a large portrait, 30 inches by 48 inches, which was presented to Joe Thornton at the City Hall. And it was painted by a great local artist, and her name is Komal Bajor. She was very kind when we asked her to do a painting for Joe to capture his hockey and his spirit and his love for hockey. And she spent a lot of time and effort to make that happen. And it was a beautiful painting. Everybody who saw it at the City Hall was amazed. Joe Thornton and his family absolutely loved it. I asked Joe Thornton, hey, if he would be able to take it home right after that proclamation. And he said, oh yeah, I'm taking it home. I was offering maybe we'll have it delivered to him. But no, he was very excited. His parents loved it. And they really thanked the artist. They gave her a few little gifts as well with autographs from Joe Thornton. So once again, you know, really a huge thanks to Sharks organization, President Jonathan Betcher, and VP of PR and Communication, Scott Emmert. And it's something I'm going to remember for all my life, to be connected with an event which in San Jose Sharks history is only the second time it happened. For that matter, only the second time it happened for San Jose. Now with that, let's get back to our season, as tonight the San Jose Sharks are taking on a divisional rival, and that's the Los Angeles Kings, who are currently in the third spot in Pacific Division with 25 points, while the San Jose Sharks are dead last with 17 points. Now, over the last five games, actually before I get to that, Sharks will see this team four times this season. We have already met twice. Sharks lost the first matchup, but then they won 4-2 in the second matchup. And that's in that last game, Sharks were either tied or led the game throughout that whole game. Neither team had scored. In the second period, Sharks scored first, Kings tied it. In the third period, Sharks scored the second goal, Kings tied it, but then Sharks scored two goals after that to win that. And let's hope Sharks can build on that. And tonight is the third or fourth matchups between these two teams. Now, leading the Sharks over the last five games in goals is Toffoli with three goals, and also Granlund with four assists. And he has 6 points. Leading the LA Kings is Kempe with five goals, and Kopitar with six assists. Now, for the last couple of matchups, Sharks have been able to hold back, you know, these couple of players on the Sharks roster. Let's hope they can do it today to get a win. With that, let's go to the Sharks lineup. On the top line for the Sharks today is William Eklund with Mikael Granlund and Fabian Zetterlund. Coach is liking the Lund line, and he's been sticking with that. But on the second line today is Luke Cunning. He had a great game, especially last game, with Alexander Wennberg and Tyler Toffoli. And on the third line is Barclay Goodrow, Macklin Celebrini, and Will Smith. On the fourth line is Ty Dellandres with Nico Sturm. He's back in the lineup, returned from an injury. And with him is Carl Grundstrom. On the defense is Cody Ceci with Jake Wallman, Mario Ferraro with Timothy Liljegren, and Henry Thrun is back in the lineup as well with Jan Ruta. In the net tonight, we're expecting Mackenzie Blackwood. Coach wasn't making it clear whether he would be in the net, but that's what we are guessing, who's going to be in the net. And same for Nico Sturm. We asked Coach earlier today. He said it's a game-time decision, but all the indications are that he's going to be playing today. With that, let's go to the fans and see what they think. Hey, so what do you think about the matchup?
Looking forward to it. Hopefully we can get some revenge for the last time when we lost a hard one to him.
So why do you think Sharks have been able to hold back, you know, a couple of your top players like Kopitar or Kempe?
I think it was just off nights for our players. That's all.
Well, this is the third matchup.
Sharks, yeah, Sharks are, yeah, but we're what? Split 1-1, right?
1-1, yeah.
So we just had a night that our boys didn't show up and play hard. That's all.
And what do you think score is going to be today?
Score tonight, 3-1 Kings.
3-1 Kings, yeah, I feel pretty confident.
Yeah.
But you're not the first one to guess that.
No, no.
But it's I think it might be the other way around.
No, I don't think we're going to see another loss tonight.
So you think if the Sharks can hold back Kempe and Kopitar, they're probably going to come out with a win here? They've been hot over the last 5-10 games, right?
Yeah, I don't see him holding him back tonight, though.
Yeah?
No.
So you have any favorite player in the King?
Doughty's always a favorite, but he's been outed. Kempe's a good goal scorer for us, so he's another one. So,
you know, Sharks scored, what, 4 goals in the last game. So, you know, today they're at home, so they're probably looking to build on that.
No, they're looking for revenge after that last loss.
The first one. They're still looking, but they won last game.
Yeah. The Kings?
No, I'm talking about the Sharks.
No, the Sharks won the last one. The Kings aren't going to let that slide again. Go, Kings, go.
Hey, so who's winning today?
The Sharks.
Any prediction on the score?
I'm going to go 4-3.
So do you agree with that?
I agree with that, yeah.
So why do you feel so confident?
I feel so confident because I think they've got it. I think they've got the players. I think they've got the team.
And what are you liking this season about the Sharks?
I think there's a bit more dynamics. I think there's better passes, better shots on goal, stuff like that. I think they're working better together.
And you have a favorite player?
Yes, Will Smith.
Ready? Yeah.
Whoa. Well, let's hope he scores today.
Let's hope he scores, yeah.
So what do you guys think about this season as compared to last?
I think they're working better on their teamwork right now with the season, with the new players that they got in the draft. So, yeah, pretty all good.
And your prediction for the score?
I think Kings are going to win 3-1.
What? What are you saying?
Even though I'm a Sharks fan, but I think Kings are going to win 3-1.
But we just beat them 4-2.
I think they're going to win 3-1 tonight.
Do you agree with them?
I don't agree with him. I agree with them. Yeah. The rookies have been great this season.
Did he have some beer before the game or something like that?
Must have. Something's wrong with his brain.
Now, do you think that makes any sense?
Not really, no. Not really agreeing with that one.
Because he's setting himself for a failure, right? He's going to lose.
Yeah.
Go Sharks!
Well, a couple of last-minute changes in the lineup. First was Mackenzie was out, and Yarrow got his second NHL start tonight. In the second change, actually, I should have mentioned it earlier, Mikael Granlund was not at the practice yesterday, and today was an optional practice, so he wasn't there today either. So we weren't sure what was happening, if he was going to be in the lineup, and it turns out he's not in the lineup. Well, that led to a change on the top line, where Macklin Celebrini moved up to the top line. Well, that also meant Nico Sturm is now lined up with Will Smith and Goodrow. Then on the fourth line, who came in is Giovanni Smith. So those are the changes in the lineup from what we mentioned earlier. Now, right from the start, Sharks seem to have a pretty solid start. Just less than 2 minutes into that first period, Kings dumped the puck from the neutral zone, wrapped it around the right boards, and Yarrow went behind the net to play the puck. He made a pass to Mario Ferraro in that left corner, and Ferraro just threaded a needle, made this huge long stretch pass to Nico Sturm, who was on the other half of the ice, and he got the puck and just skated straight to the net. He got a clean breakaway and just wristed a shot that went straight in the net. It went through under the stick side of the goalie under his armpit and put the Sharks up on a 1-0 lead. That's how the first period ended, and both teams were tied in shots on goal at 6.
And Zetterlund, Smith skating on the third line tonight. Here's a break for the Sharks, and he scores! Nico Sturm in his first game back makes it 1-0.
Well, right from the puck drop in the second period, Los Angeles Kings came out with a lot of pressure, and just over 2 minutes into that second period, there was a change where Nico Sturm was going off the ice while Celebrini was coming on. And it was kind of hard to say. It seemed like it was timed almost perfect, but they seemed just a bit slow in that change, which sort of let Brent Clark open. He skated to that right circle and wristed a shot to the far side and tied the game at 1.
Shatter took some shot in the nose. Going to make your eyes water.
Here's Kopitar back for the Kings. Kempe for Clark, and he scores! Brent Clark over the glove of Askarov, and after a...
Well, the LA Kings definitely got a lot of momentum from that goal, and they continue to press on. And between that 8-9 minute mark, there was a shot on goal. Yarrow made the save, but there was a rebound, and Yarrow just went all the way down trying to grab the puck, and so did some of the other defenders. But eventually, LA King got 2-3 rebounds off of that. And eventually, Kopitar, who was behind the goal, he just came out to the side, found the loose puck, and just banged it in the net and made it 2-1 Kings.
With a nice move, and now Fogle, Askarov, a save, another, he's still down, it's in the net. It took a third LA shot after Yaroslav Askarov made two big saves, but the Kings prevail, it's 2-1.
Well, after that goal, the Sharks started to settle in a bit, and just about 14 minutes into the second period, William Eklund made the pass to Fabian Zetterlund on top of the right circle. Zetterlund skated straight to the net, but the goalie was all set, and there was a defender on him, so he really didn't have any opening or a shot. So he chose to go behind the goal, try a wraparound, and that wraparound worked as it bounced off one of their defender's legs into the net and tied the game at 2. And that's how the second period ended. The shots were 11-18 for the Kings.
And William Eklund to center. Zetterlund on his right. Here's Zetterlund. Too far to shoot from that angle. Wraps it around and scores! What second effort from Fabian Zetterlund. He scores to tie the game.
Well, the Sharks started the third period with the game tied at 2, and just in that very first minute, very first shift by Macklin Celebrini, he gets the puck on the left side, skates down the left board through the neutral zone into the offensive zone, and then from the left of that left circle, outside of that left circle, he just ripped a laser to the far side and made it 3-2 Sharks.
Goals tonight from Nico Sturm in the first and Fabian Zetterlund in the second. Here's Celebrini, and he scores!
And just a minute later, Will Smith had the puck on the left side of the goal. Instead of shooting, he skated behind the goal, came around to his right, and he made a pass onto the tape of Timothy Liljegren, and he ripped a slap shot that went straight in the net and gave the Sharks their first 2-goal lead of the game.
He looks for Goodrow in the corner, all the way around to Moore. He intercepted. Will Smith now. Back for Liljegren. He scores! Intercepted. Will Smith now. Back for Liljegren. He scores!
And just another minute and a half later, while the Sharks were on power play, William Eklund had the puck in the high center slot, and he passed it to Macklin Celebrini in the right circle, and he scored with a one-timer shot to the short side and made it 5-2 Sharks.
Eklund, and over, Smith to Foley. Back for Smith, blocked by Gavrikov. Smith able to keep it alive, here's Eklund. Celebrini,
well, that's the first time the season Sharks had scored 3 goals in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. They pretty much controlled most of that third period after that. And halfway through that third period, Fiala high-sticked Zetterberg in the face, and he was bleeding. He skated straight off into the locker room. But later on, he did return to the game. But on that power play, it was a 4-minute power play, right from the puck drop, Wennberg won the faceoff. Passed it to Wallman. Wallman took a couple of steps towards the center, ripped a shot on net, and Wennberg got back in time to tip that into the net and made it 6-2 Sharks.
And now they're 5-on-4 for up to 4 minutes. Wallman shot, score! Alex Wennberg tips it in, and right off the faceoff, it's 6-4.
Well, that's the first time Sharks had scored 4 goals in a period this season. While they would extend that to 5 in the last couple of minutes of the period, Luke Cunning stripped the puck off in the neutral zone, skated down, and he passed through 2 defenders and wristed a shot in the net and made it 7-2. And that's how the final score ended, 7-2 Sharks.
Here's Cunning, who's had a couple of great looks tonight. Self-chip, Cunning scores! What a goal for a 7th goal for Luke Cunning! Nice job, 7-2!
Macklin Celebrini had 4 shots on goal tonight. He also had his first 3-point game, 2 goals and 1 assist.
Mac, obviously, you know, third period, you guys just bust out with a goal. Your celebration on your first goal, did you think that, like, what was your reaction? Just looked like you were surprised.
I was happy it went in. I mean, we want to kind of set the tone at the start of this third and kind of get on them right away, and I was happy that went in.
What shifted? Looked like you guys were a little bit on your heels in the second, but stayed in it, and then third, you guys just took over. What shifted from the second to the third?
I don't know. I think we came out with a lot of jump in the third. We controlled possession and we took it to them instead of just kind of sitting back and letting them do their thing. So I think we just forced them to make mistakes and we got on top of them.
Eklund, your one timer from the faceoff dot there looks similar to one Saturday there. Reimer made that unbelievable save. Did you kind of think about that after that kind of goal went in there?
Honestly, no. I wasn't even thinking about that. Kind of moved on.
Feel about the power play tonight overall, just getting that 5-on-3 and making sure you put the game away there.
It was awesome. We haven't followed through for our team, and we haven't done enough on the man advantage. And tonight we took advantage of it, and we scored some big goals to put away that game. So.
You've had a lot of success at home this year. All your goals have been scored at home. Just anything you ascribe that to?
I don't know, the hockey gods.
So back to you, had 4 shots on goal today, and you're shooting quite a bit more. Is that something you guys talk about? Shoot more?
I think before the games, that's told the boys to shoot the puck, and we didn't have that many shots this game, but I think we want to put a lot of pucks on net and kind of create offense out of that. So I think we just kind of listened to Zets on that one.
Going up against guys like Anze Kopitar and Kempe and Dano, what can you take away? Those guys are complete centers. What can you take away just going against them?
You don't get much when you're on the ice with them. They take away so much time and space. And especially Kopitar, he's such a special player. And someone I've watched growing up, and I've admired his game. So to play against him, he frustrates the opposing team as much as I thought he would.
A couple more more.
You guys played four games last week. Tonight is your fifth game in 8 days. How are you finding about, what are you finding out about keeping energy level up from game to game? Obviously, it's a lot busier schedule than last season. What are you kind of finding out about what it takes to be at your best on a nightly basis here?
I think it's just, having fun with it, enjoying it. We're doing what we love. We chose to do this as a profession, so... This is why we all come to the rink every day and play hockey, because we love it. So just staying positive, just keeping the energy. You're gonna have down days, but that's what your teammates are there for, just to kind of pick you up when you're having those days.
Matt, I'm sorry for your last one.
Just already on your first goal, were you trying to use the defenseman as a screen on that one to pick that far corner?
I just kind of walked down the wall, and I felt like I hadn't been putting enough pucks on net, and I figured if I put one on there, maybe it squeaked out for a rebound or something, but I just tried to get it through him and went in, so.
Mario Ferraro had a solid defensive game tonight. He also opened up the scoring for the Sharks with that stress pass to Nico Sturm, which gave him a breakaway in the first couple of minutes of the game.
Mario, we've been with you here after games many times, and the result hasn't been like this. Just how does it feel? Every season, we go into every season, we talk about hope, optimism, but it's here, Like, just how does that all feel?
Winning's fun, especially when you do it like the way we did tonight. Like you said, there's been a lot of moments in my time here where it hasn't quite been so fun, and me standing here, but, today after, a pretty solid win by us, it feels good. So, we just got to find a way to do it more consistently. It feels good. We know we love it. We know we love the feeling. We just, got to try and do it a little more. And we just keep building on that. But it's a good win for our group. And, Orso always says we got to hold on to this feeling and remember that, remember that going into our next game against Ottawa. We got to hold on to this feeling and be ready to do it again against Ottawa.
You sent a great pass to Nico, obviously, from that far away. Are you just kind of, after you make that pass and he's on the breakaway, are you just kind of thinking, go in, this needs to go in, he's got a breakaway, just what's going through your mind after you make that pass?
I would like him to score, yeah. Give me an assist. I don't get too many of them, so I'd appreciate it, yeah. I'm happy you put it in the net. It was a good start for us. They were coming pretty hard. I got to say they had a good start to the game, and they were hemming us in quite a bit at the beginning. And then I think Sturmey finishing that off just helps calm us down and calm the game down a little bit.
The shot total, for both sides wasn't that high. What can you attest to the defensive coverage? What made you guys kind of limit maybe their high quality chances against?
I think we, for the most part, aside from a couple hiccups, I think our tracking was really good from our forwards. That's something I noticed from the first period anyway. There were a couple times where I felt like even my gap was a little bit back with some high flips or plays where I didn't want to step up, and our forwards back check hard and they didn't really get to cross the blue line with any possession and stuff like that. And by us having a good F3, I think that our D were able to step up and do a little bit better job there. Closing in the D zone was much better too. I thought today we had our third guy in there to grab the puck out of scrums, and that's really important. That's some area that of our game, of our defensive zone coverage, that we've been trying to improve, and I think we did a lot better of that tonight. But I really think, in order for us to play good D like we did today, it starts with the forwards, really, and they did a really good job. Credit to them tonight. They did a good job scoring and a good job, helping us out back there.
Yaroslav Askarov won his first NHL game. It was the second NHL game he played, and he also got his first NHL assist.
Yaroslav, how's that first win as a Shark feel?
That's what's nice. Always fun to win.
You got your first career assist. Obviously, it was a save right to Mario, but you get your first win, first assist. The team backs you up with seven. Just what were your emotions kind of as the game was finishing up there? Just kind of new place. You're here, NHL. What were your emotions like there at the end?
Probably still doesn't make sense because it's like how many 30 minutes right after the game. I'll let you know tomorrow. I text you.
Yaroslav, you see Macklin Celebrini have a good game tonight. Will Smith, you play with a lot of talented young guys in the Barracuda. Do you see things starting to come together a little bit for this team, the future, what it could be like here in San Jose, I guess?
Can you repeat, please?
Are you sorry about it. The future here in San Jose? Just what you see with the young players.
We'll be fine. We'll be great. I mean,
you know, when did you find out you were starting tonight?
Yesterday. Like goalie coach told me right before practice.
And then tonight, obviously in the game, defense, Mario just talked about how his what did you see from your defense in front of you tonight? Didn't look like there was a lot of big chances in front of you.
I mean, the way it looked, really confidence in front of me. We did a lot of block shots, a lot like box out and stuff. And that was fun to play.
Well, this again was a whole team effort, 17 points overall spread across the roster tonight. Every line was very effective today. They played as a unit. Here's coach talking about that and also about how big was that goal by Zetterlund and that wraparound goal, which really changed the momentum going into that third period. It's another full team effort tonight.
Yeah. Obviously kind of a slow start and some issues in our second period, but overall, you know, I thought we had a pretty solid hockey game. Obviously some things we got to look at and get a little bit better in certain areas, but credit to the guys. Third period we came out, and you know, if you look back, third period's probably been our best period consistently all year. And to put a couple goals in the back of the net was important for our group.
How big was that goal by Zetterlund to really sort of change the momentum going into third?
Huge goal, right? Late in that period. Get us tied up, and we weren't having a great period. I think we only had two scoring chances that period, and to score on one of them is really important. Take some momentum away from them, and then we come out in the third ready to go.
On that goal in particular, can you talk about on that play, just the importance of the forecheck, not necessarily to win the puck, but it stopped the Kings from breaking out clean, and then eventually it leads to you know, a rush up in Zetterlund.
Yeah. Our forecheck is really important in the way we want to play, and when we do it right, we do it consistently. We put teams on their heels, we get ozone possession out of it. When we don't do it right, we get scored on like we did tonight. In the third goal there, you know, so you know, we got to make sure we stay on the puck and stay on the hunt, and with our puck pressure and know what we're doing when we don't have the puck.
Macklin said in the third period you guys just came out with some extra jump. What was the message from the second to the third there?
Day off tomorrow. let's go work.
Obviously Granley didn't play with the upper body. I mean, how, two things. One, what's the update on him? And two, how can you, it's a big guy to lose in the lineup, how can you,
yeah,
how did the team rally?
Game time decisions, and we'll value him again tomorrow.
How do you feel the team rallied around him not
really
being
good
in line?
Really good. Guys stepped up. Mac, Wenny, Sturmey comes in, gives us some fresh legs. Obviously scores a big goal. Deli slides into the middle there and has done a good job. So our depth down the middle has been really good.
How good did it feel to kind of turn the table and draw seven penalties instead of taking a lot like we have, and to kind of keep them on their heels and neutralize their guys like Kopitar and Kempe?
Yeah, it's important to get those guys off the ice as much as we can, right? So, and then we score on the power play, which is important. We obviously had a slow start with the power play this year, and to now get rewarded with some goals. Obviously, it's been better, I would say, the last three games. But we need our power play to continue to, you know, be more consistent and on, you know, getting teams on their heels and being more of an impact, of a threat, so we can kind of take more momentum when we get them. So to get the goals tonight was important.
What do you see from Askarov, and how much did his aggressiveness, stick handling, getting out there to stop rims, things like that, help you guys out tonight?
Worries me a little bit at times, but he was good. He looks more and more comfortable every, you know, period he plays in the National Hockey League, and looks calm in the net, made some big saves, and it is you know, nice of him, have him to come cut some rims in the defensive zone so we can stop pucks up and get numbers around it. So he does a really good job of it. We get him, you know, monitor it a little bit, but he's confident with the puck, and he's a confident kid.
Well, tonight the San Jose Sharks led in hits 20-10, block shots 16-6, and takeaways 6-4. While the Kings led in shots 24-21, faceoffs 55% to 45%, and giveaways 20-6. And now for the three stars of the game tonight. Well, the number one star from the San Jose Sharks is Macklin Celebrini, who had 2 goals and 1 assist. The second star tonight is Mario Ferraro with 1 assist, and he was +1 tonight. And the third star is Will Smith, who had 2 assists, and he was +1. Well, we will see you again on Wednesday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Ottawa Senators right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching. And for those of you listening to us on the Sharks Audio Network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.